Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
There is a lot going on in Bachelor Nation, and that's why you only hear my voice on this very, very special mini episode of the Almost Famous Podcast. Ashley and Jared are, she is out today because they're at some syrup lab making a syrup for their new coffee shop. So she's out of the studio today. This was unexpected that I was going to be jumping on today, but there's some big headlines in Bachelor Nation, and we didn't want to keep anybody waiting until tomorrow to announce them. So I'm going to spend the next few minutes with you all doing something super exciting, reading through headlines. So the very first headline, man, this feels weird doing this without Ashley. Anyways, hey, the very first headline in Bachelor Nation is Chris Harrison is engaged to Lauren Zima. The caption on their photo says, "The next chapter starts now." Well, I think all of us in Bachelor Nation can celebrate this incredible love story. Lauren Zima is the host that you've seen on Entertainment Tonight. She has had an incredible career. The two of them have met years ago through her work, kind of interviewing people on The Bachelor. They started dating just a few years ago. They announced that they were dating. They'd been dating quite a bit before that. And now they are engaged. People were wondering for a long time, was this ever going to happen? What was their plans? You know, Chris's kids are getting ready to go off to college. One's already in college. So we didn't know kind of where they stood in their relationship. But now we can finally officially celebrate their engagement. What an incredible thing to two awesome friends. So we're sitting here at the Almost Famous Podcast saying congrats, guys. It's something incredible. Well, next headline reads, The Bachelorette Michelle Young, she is... The next headline reads, The Bachelorette Michelle Young on balancing reality TV fame with life as an elementary school teacher. This according to Variety. Obviously, we just had Michelle Young on the podcast and we talked to her about what it's like to be a teacher and to go into school and probably have everybody just absolutely loving on you and watching you then date on TV. Well, Michelle is her quoting this. They think it's cool when speaking about her students and coworkers. They want to know the details, and they're like, we won't tell anybody. Michelle says, she responds, and you sound like reporters. Young tells Variety with a laugh, maybe there are some future reporters that I'm seeing in my classroom, but I absolutely love them and would not want to be anywhere else right now. Well, it's really incredible. Obviously, they've pushed back her season of The Bachelorette because of her time as a teacher. Super important that she was at the school this year, and so now her season is airing, and they have previously taped it. Next headline is Matt James calls Rachel Kirkconnell the brightest spot in the year since his Bachelor journey. Isn't that cute? Well, this is according to People. And the article says, James and Kirkconnell, who's 25, have come a long way since past racially insensitive behavior of hers surfaced online earlier this year. Engulfing the franchise in controversy amid the turmoil, the pair confirmed during his season's After the Final Rose special in March that they had split. But the article continues, they found their way back together with James confirming the following months that he was pursuing a relationship with Kirkconnell again. Just being able to take her to my favorite spots and really enjoy Nemacolin for the beautiful property it is and not have to move around in secrecy is going to be so nice, he told People on Thursday. There's been a lot that's happened over the past year, and she's been the brightest spot of that. I'm excited for what lies ahead for us. So Matt and Rachel are doing well. They are all over social media, documenting their lives after Matt James's departure on Dancing with the Stars. Next headline is The Bachelor Sarah Trout mourns father's death years after ALS diagnosis. Honored to know you. And this is according to People. Well, this one hits hope close to home, and this headline is it's one that I know many of us were involved in her story while she was on The Bachelor. Just about a month ago, my best friend was diagnosed with ALS. If you went out to social media today, you can see me talking about it for the first time, and we're going to start talking about it a lot more. But it's the same friend as months ago you heard me talk about saying he had Lyme disease, and he did have Lyme. But on top of that, he was also struggling from ALS for the last year. And just a month ago, his diagnosis was confirmed. Now, I'm not here to make it about my buddy, but here's where Sarah's story, her father's story, and my friend's story comes along. ALS is a really, really difficult disease that takes the life of many every year. And a lot of people's quality of life is not incredible once the diagnosis happens. The problem is that funding is short, that people don't talk about it enough, that awareness and advocacy are out there. I mean, I remember just a few years ago, right? The Ice Bucket Challenge was a big deal, but it can't stop. There's a lot of people out there on the search for a cure. And if funding was available, if there was awareness available, advocacy available, people would no longer have to struggle with this their whole lives. And so our hearts here go out to all of those who know somebody or somebody out there listening who is struggling with ALS. We feel for you. I feel for you right now a lot. In fact, this week, I have to take off tomorrow of the podcast because after the diagnosis, my buddy Brandon and his fiance Sam pushed up their wedding a year so that they would be able to walk down the aisle and celebrate in style. And so tomorrow is the rehearsal, and I'm the best man, co-best man, I guess I should say. And so we're going to have that wedding on Wednesday and celebrate them the best ways possible. But we're mourning for Sarah. This is tough. It's not easy to talk about. And so we just want to thank Sarah for sharing about her journey. I know she has been an advocate, and I know her father had a huge role in her life. And so the work is still continuing even after her father's death from all sides. And awareness and advocacy will be a part of, I know, Sarah's life, but also the lives of all of us who have been affected in some way from this terrible disease.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024. the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine. Hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into what lies beneath the glitzy image of Hollywood's golden age and all the sex, money, and murder that's been swept under the rug for decades. Using the Variety archives, each episode offers a rare glimpse into little-known casting couch stories that have long lived in the shadows. So join us as we navigate the tangled web of Hollywood's secret history with host Tracy Patton, along with expert Variety reporters and correspondents, as they discuss the secret history of the casting couch to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we have some breaking news today. After a recent stand-up set, Katie Thurston and Blake Moynes have officially announced that they are breaking up. Their relationship ends just a few months after their finale aired. Blake has been spending time over in Africa, and Katie has been here in the U.S. A lot of sources have been speculating that their relationship was on the rocks. However, both Katie and Blake supported their relationship and said it wasn't over. However, today, the couple individually both announced on their respective Instagrams that their relationship has been over, is over, and they ask for the respect of all of us as they move through this next chapter in life.
Ryan Fox's ex-girlfriend was shocked by his bachelorette appearance. Her quote is, "Does she think the notes were planted?" Well, we got to watch Ryan Fox last week on the show. Becca Kufrin came on, talked about how he was a bachelor, Bachelor Live on stage. We shared and felt like all of Bachelor Nation kind of shared their opinions on his playbook. But his ex did come out this week. She's speaking. Her name is Brittany. And that she says his on-screen behavior was spot on. She goes, I do believe the docs were real. She said on Wednesday, he's very calculated. He documents everything. He has a Google Doc for just about everything you can think of that he adds to on a daily basis. Brittany claimed that the California native even has one about himself. She went further to say he puts feedback on it from previous relationships, as well as a dream girl doc for all the qualities a future spouse needs to have. Well, I don't know how what we take from this, team. You know, Ryan's behavior was odd. It was off. It was weird. We haven't seen it before. Some people even stood up for him and said, hey, he had a playbook. Like Jared last week said, hey, I could see my friends putting a playbook together. I think the difference here is just how strategic it felt like it was. But we don't really get to read the playbook yet. Maybe we will one day. He better frame that thing somewhere, because I bet that thing could be worth some money if he put it out there. But his ex is coming out and saying, yeah, not shocked, not surprised. That's Ryan. Take it or leave it. That is Ryan. Well, as I just mentioned about Ryan, a lot of Bachelor Nation did come out and talk about the playbook. I mean, I said I even had my name mentioned in it. Jason Tardik had his. Mike Johnson had his. Blake Hortzman had his. Like, everybody had their name mentioned in this. There's a lot of research that was done, and as you could probably find on Twitter, and according to a lot of articles this week, a lot of people had quotes about this playbook. In fact, Mike Johnson went as far as to say this: I don't know if I should feel offended because I only have one skill, LOL, or is this a proud moment? Mike's referring to, I think, the sentence in the playbook that said Mike Johnson's got a lot of swagger. I think that was what they said, and I think that was the only thing shown. So Mike's assuming that's the only skill he has. Well, a lot of Bachelor Nation did come out and talk about the playbook. It's obviously the talk of the town on episode one. I doubt it's going to be brought up again, or at least not until after the final rose. Next headline is this: future Bachelor, or at least assumed Bachelor, Clayton Eckerd's season 18 Bachelorette debut didn't make a strong impression on fans. This is according to Us Weekly. We're a little surprised here at the Homeless Famous Podcast. We thought it was fine. He's not going to be the star of this season, but he's going to be there. But the article goes on to say that Clayton did make his Bachelorette season 18 debut on Tuesday, and viewers had a strong feeling about the future Bachelor's introduction. Not everyone, it says, in Bachelor Nation was impressed by the former college football player's nice guy routine. The quote is this: all of the men I've seen just tonight, I'm still confused how Clayton is the next Bachelor. One viewer tweeted. Another social media user questioned the orthopedic sales rep's choice of footwear for such an important occasion, teasing, Clayton didn't even get nice shoes for the first night of That's the New Bachelor. Hey, let's give Clayton a break. Guy's just trying to figure it out. He didn't know he was going to be the Bachelor when he signed up to night one. But yes, there are some great guys in this season. I am excited to see how Clayton kind of rises to the top and why producers felt so strongly that he needed to be the Bachelor, and why they already started filming while Michelle's season is airing. You know, I guess here we're kind of expecting Clayton to do like magical big things. The franchise really rally around him. But yeah, so far we didn't get to see it on night one. So hopefully soon we'll get to see him shine, because we really want to cheer for the next lead of the next Bachelor. Next headline reads this: Bachelorette's Claire Crawley reflects on messy breakup with Dale Moss. He knows the truth. Ooh, a little secretive there. The quote is this: my biggest regret is trusting the process, trusting a man's words, and who he showed me he was, she said. I don't think that that's a regret. Like, I trusted somebody. I believed somebody that they were who they said they were, or that they would hold up to the promises that they made when they got down on one knee. She continued, I don't know if that's a regret. I loved and have always loved and had such deep love for Dale. The reality star went on to address the former couple's very public breakup, which came amid rumors that Moss was somehow involved with his fellow franchise star, Abigail. Well, we know that can't be too true, because she's very happy with Noah now. But following the split, Moss issued a statement via his rep claiming that Crawley had blocked him on all social media. It can get messy, he says, very messy and very icky. And I always try to err on the side of taking the high road. Isn't that sweet? Even though there are a lot of things I could say. Well, These two just don't seem to be getting along, and they haven't really for a while now. We hope here they both move on and move forward. We followed this relationship really since the beginning when they got together and celebrated that, and they broke up, and we talked about that, and they got back together. We celebrated that, and now they broke up again, and it feels like this time is probably over with. Both times have felt a little messy, right? Both times haven't felt clean. But they're done for now, and both sides are speaking up, and it feels like both sides have pain and hurt involved. Well, that's all the headlines we have for you today, or for this week. Thank you for spending some time with me. Yes, I know you probably missed our resident expert, Ashley, as she broke down the headlines, but it was kind of fun to sit here and read through them and try to follow them and try to figure them all out. Again, congratulations to Chris Harrison and Lauren Zima on their engagement. And also our deepest condolences and just an awareness of the difficulty of the last few years and of this situation for Sarah Trott, her family, and in remembrance of her father, who I know had a huge impact on his life. Again, get out there and if you have some time, start to study ALS, possibly advocate for it, bring awareness to it. It is an incredibly difficult disease that so many struggle with. And I will be talking about it much more next week after we celebrate my buddy's wedding. But for now, reach out to Sarah and just show her some love as she mourns the death of her father who had struggled for years with ALS. Well, again, thank you for having me today. I've been Ben. And well, Ashley will be back tomorrow.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant, sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has
existed.
You have
an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.